Hey, welcome back to the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss women in the workforce, sexual harassment, harassment in general, and it's a pretty touchy subject. I hope you enjoy it. If you don't, that's okay too. And remember, leave us a five-star review. We only like five-star reviews. So enjoy the episode, and we will catch you on the flip side. Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mikey in the house. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. What's happening? And Brad.
And me. Yeah. And me. Nothing's happening. I've been leading a very boring life lately. Yes, I have. It's been kind of nice.
Really? But has it?
You know, it actually kind of has. It's amazing, actually, when you start to, like, you know, just let shit go. You know what I mean? I can't explain it. I just really can't explain it.
I'm lost. I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you find some zen in life, you just kind of take a deep breath and you just let certain things go. That's all I'm saying. So you just start experiencing different things and different feelings. It's kind of like walking through a meditation in a way. That makes sense. I don't even know. I make no sense half the time anyway. Speaking of things that make sense, though, you know, today is Women Troubles Wednesday, but, you know, both of us don't have any women's troubles. And since we don't have any other women that we have troubles with, why not talk about some issues that actually face women today?
I think everybody underneath their breath right now is going, bullshit.
No, really. I mean, for the first time in the Daily BM's existence, well, I don't know. That's not fair either. I mean, not the first time. We've had past shows where we haven't had any issues with our women or any other women around us. So that's not a fair statement either. But no, talk about women's issues, you know, that they face on the daily. You know, I think between, you know, having two guys talk about it, and maybe some women can relate, and maybe they can say, oh no, that's not true, and write into us and tell us otherwise. You know, the first issue that, you know, as of late that's crossed our paths is unequal pay for women. You know, in today's world,
bullshit.
Okay. So that's what, okay. So you say bullshit. So you're saying that out there, there's no unequal pay for women versus men.
No.
But people in, like, CEO positions and things like that beg to differ to say otherwise. You know, women say that they're not making the same money as their counterparts with men that are making that. So why do you have that argument?
Are they exact counterparts? Like, do they have the exact same credentials as the other person?
In most cases, they say that they do.
Identical. So they went to the exact same school, got the same grades.
Well,
same
I wouldn't say they went to the same classes, school, but I'm saying they have the same education levels.
Same life experiences.
They have the same.
Is it similar or same?
Well, I'm saying it's similar. I'm not saying it's the same. Nobody really goes to the same school and does the same things and does the same stuff. Right. So, but there also are men that are different and they're still making higher pay than women too. No?
Of course. Yeah. It's up to the individual, and it's up to what the individual asks for as well too.
So I guess what I'm saying, do you feel like there's unequal pay though between men and women in those positions? And so you think it's completely washed out the door?
I think it's a lot more equilibrium. I think it actually favors women more, and people might yell at me and get pissed off, but I think.
I'm curious. So I'm not, nobody's mad. I just want to know what do you, why do you feel that way?
Because times have changed. Okay. I mean, it's not the 1950s anymore.
Okay.
And if there is an inequality, it will probably boil down to simply difference in time in the workforce. Or experience level, or it could just boil down to simply asking for it, because women have a tendency not to ask for as much as men do when the situation arises. I mean, I know that from firsthand experience hiring employees just by what they're coming in and asking for. And it is a situation where when you're going in over negotiation for a job, the employer wants to pay the least. I mean, that's the objective, is to keep operational expenses as low as possible.
Correct.
Whereas the employee wants to make as much. So it comes down to a bargaining point.
Almost like a sales deal.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think that because of recent events in the last, you know, 5-7 years, I think it's a lot more equal now than it was in the past. So yeah, I think it's an issue, but I think it's, I mean, I think it's not nearly as bad. And it also depends on the industry, because if you look at certain industries, i.e. models, they make considerably more than their male counterparts.
Okay. You know?
So I don't know. I don't think it's as big of an issue as people make it out of it. I think it's an excuse, and I think it's something that people just jump on the bandwagon and are like, oh, this is why life sucks, because I'm not being treated fairly, and it's just a victim mentality, and I kind of hate it.
Right.
You know?
You know, it kind of brings back, you know, you see like women in certain women in power, they usually have a very strong backbone. They're very, yep. You know what I mean? So there's a reason why they're making that pay. I think I agree with you on this one, because I feel like if they're strong, they make more. You know what I mean? Like the stronger right. they are, and the more they are to not put up with another man's shit, so to yeah. speak, or another person's shit.
Right.
They start to grab those positions. And I'll probably get some backlash for that comment too, but it's a fact. And I'm not saying that all women are weak. I'm just saying.
It's just proven, but it's just a difference in asking, you know, versus accepting. Like I was watching that Netflix documentary, the one, I think it was Netflix. It was the one, about the Nickelodeon stuff.
Yes.
With the kids.
Yep.
And there was the two writers on there that were, they accepted the position. They were getting paid half of what a regular writer would get paid, and they were splitting the job. Both was against rules. Like they could have like easily got a complaint, but then they would have also probably gotten blacklisted. You know, that's a different right. time. Like, I don't think that would fly today at all.
No.
Like I think if you brought that out, that the person would be canceled. I mean, they were getting canceled.
Right.
You know, Harry Weinstein and the rest of them. So, I mean, that's why I think it's more equilibrium, but again, they took the job. So, and I understand they're like, well, you know, I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to work. Well, then realize what you accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And life's not fair. Like we have this huge misconception that life has to be fair, which is bullshit. Life's not fair.
Life is okay? not fair.
If you ever want to see how unfair life is, go to Africa and watch during the migration and watch the lions pick off baby animals that are being born literally as they're being born.
Yep.
And killed. Like if that's how nature is, it is not fair. Like, and we have this misconception that life should be fair and entitled and all this other stuff.
Well, some people will argue the case though, too, that animals are animals and humans are, you know, self-aware and, you know, and much more evolved.
Okay.
So, I mean, what's your argument to that response when somebody says, well, that's not true either. Life isn't fair, but, you know, we're not killing our young and going from one person to the next.
Exactly. That's why, you know, you're not being slaughtered so someone else can take your job, because we do have some rules in place to help. But here's the thing. And this pisses me off beyond all doubt. It's like sure. if I go into the hospital,
okay,
I want the best surgical team.
Correct.
I don't want the most culturally diverse surgical team. You know, I don't want, you know, Billy picked because he's non-binary if he's not the best person for the job.
Okay.
Because that's not a qualification for the job. And that's what pisses me off. It's like we have jobs that have standards and we're changing the standards to accommodate people's feelings. And that makes the entire system worse. Okay. And you can see it plain as day in the Secret Service footage when Donald Trump was nearly assassinated.
Well, we can see in the White House staff.
I'm just saying, but that's a situation there where the people that you're bodyguarding, the bodyguard should be bigger than the target.
Yep.
So they can shield the target. You can't have a 5-foot tall person standing in front of a 6-foot tall person expecting them to be able to shield the person, because that's the part of their job requirement. Okay, but we changed the standards, you know, so because now we want to be accepting and accommodating. I'm not saying they can't do the job. I'm just saying if they're not the best for the job, then they shouldn't get the job, period, the end. You know, a lot of the times in those situations, and I will get some heat for this, I understand. But, you know, in the past, women would leave the workforce to go raise a child and come back into the workforce, whereas the man had stayed in the workforce the entire time. So at those two levels, you're paying for more expertise. You're paying more for the person being in the workforce. It's not equal because they don't have the same credentials, you know?
Right.
That's, I think, the disparaging part. Now, the other side of it is corporate culture. And I think this goes across just women's rights. It also goes into, you know, everything else. Sometimes people don't want to hire somebody, not because of what they are, like biologically, but it's more like what their mindsets are. You know, like if you're in a situation, a well-oiled machine, and you're going to bring someone in that creates a bunch of drama,
mm-hmm.
you don't want that. You know, like I can understand, like G.I. Jane was a really good movie for this because I really understood the part where he's like, you're compromising the entire team because if we get captured, I'm not going to be able to watch you get tortured and raped. You know, and it's going to cause me to compromise because I'm not going to be able to do that. And I felt that. I understood that. You know, that's why it's like, oh, damn, you know, that does compromise the whole team because if they get kidnapped, they get captured. It's not like one of the guys, you know, like.
Yep, correct.
If your buddy gets captured. Yeah, it sucks. You go on about the mission, but you're not going to be like innately drawn to try to rescue that person or save that person as much as so as a woman, like man-woman relationship. And maybe times have changed. I mean, I'm talking from like a 48-year-old man standpoint. And maybe now like the 20-somethings, the guys are like, screw her. She gets what she deserves. That very much might be the mentality that's in society today. And I think it is because that's why women are complaining. Like, where are all the good men? Where have they all gone? You pushed us out.
Oh, without a doubt.
You got rid of us. Bottom line, yep. you made it where there's no point in being a good man because it doesn't matter. It's what you said you didn't want. You said you wanted to be equal. You said you wanted to be on the same footing, you know, and you wanted to do all the things that men do, and you don't need men. So
see, and I find that
changed.
And my thing with that too, it's like, yes, boys, young boys, especially going through their young to adolescence, you know what I mean? They need a father figure. They need a man to guide
100%.
I'm not saying that women can't, you know, parent without a doubt. I'm not saying they can't parent. I'm saying, but there's something about a relationship. It's kind of like having a dad trying to be a mom. You know what I mean? To a young daughter. It's hard when you're by yourself doing it. Now, I don't know about your ex, but when you were raising your young daughter, was she heavily involved during that growing process?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So she had a mother that was actually there and, you know, and then, you know, if you had a son, I'm sure you would be, she would have been the same way, leaning on you to raise that boy to be a man.
Well, no, you need both. It doesn't matter. Like the parent, you need both sides. You need the masculine and the feminine energy in a relationship to have a balanced childhood. Right. And because, you know, you need the different energies,
to raise them.
People can disagree.
No. I agree with you 100%.
No, I know, but I'm just saying people will disagree and people will have, you know, a conniption fit over it. But you can see a difference in a child that's
raised by one, you know, gender or the other.
Even if it's a homosexual gender, like you still have a different perspective from the child.
Correct.
You know, it's just the way it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's just not, you know, the perfect blend. But a lot of relationships aren't the perfect blend anyways. Cause I mean, you have shitty parents out there that are straight.
Yeah, I was about to say. So you have shitty parents that are gay. You have shitty parents that are straight. You have shitty parents, period. What I'm basing it on is, like you said, there needs to be a balance between that female and that male perspective in that young child's life growing up.
Right. And I think, and maybe male, female, more like masculine, feminine. I feel like it would be more of a, it could be a learned trait. So I'm saying, cause you can have like, you know, a homosexual relationship where one is more of the masculine energy and the other is more the feminine. And if they go into it knowing what needs to be brought to the table for balance, mm-hmm. then it can be manufactured. Like it's something that's, it can be a learned trait, in my opinion. Now, it would have to be, it's a little different because, you know, with men, we have the testosterone that drives us, you know, makes us more aggressive by nature.
Yep.
Where you may not be able to, you'd have to like manufacture that, but I've met plenty of women that have that aggression factor. So.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll move into one last subject because I don't think this one, we'll just touch on it for a little bit, no pun intended, but do you think like women issues with online harassment? So do you think that they get harassed more? And if so, why do you think they get harassed more?
Because it's the nature. It's in guys' nature.
To what?
To harass.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because women are basically 27 more times likely, you know, according to what I'm reading here, to experience online harassment than men. And I think
you're talking like just harassment in general or like sexual just
harassment. And they say it's like a hard measure to have, but because disproportionately affects women and girls. So basically what they're saying is online harassment has a terrorizing effect and damages a person's mental health, like a woman's mental health. But then I kind of look at the other flip of the coin. You know, there's a lot of women that throw themselves out there, which still doesn't make it right for a guy to be harassing them. But I guess where's the balance in that? You know, between, you know, do you reach out one time and then if they are not interested, obviously you drop it, you know, if you're a normal person, or do you continue to harass them and then slam them in comments, things like that? So I feel like they do get a little bit more of that heat.
I mean,
again, this is a touchy subject.
If you're talking like sexual harassment, then I'd agree with you. If you're talking harassment and bullying overall, I would disagree, because I feel that women online are worse to other women than men.
Well, I think they're worse in person too.
And in person, yeah.
They can get ugly. Men usually get ugly with each other, but then they settle it and the beef's over.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. Women will continue to just live it over and over and over and over again. Do you not agree with that one?
Oh yeah, of course.
And I mean, I can only do that from my experience with, you know, women in the past, having girlfriends and telling them, why are you letting this drag on? Just let it go. You know, you guys like buried the hatchet. It's over, you know?
Yeah.
But they continue on. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, listen, like I said, we weren't going to be able to touch on that subject very long because I figured we were both going to kind of be in agreement there. So we'll just go ahead and cut it out a little bit early today. So anywho, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. You can also use the 20% off code, dailybm, over at Mason Danger Beard Co. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here and we let these people off the hook?
Yeah, if you guys have any opinions on the matter, feel free to shoot us an email. We'd love to read them online and discuss it further if you have other viewpoints.
Yeah, or reach out to us on Instagram as well. You can DM us. I can respond there. Mike's not on social, so hey, make sure you reach out one way or another and let us know how you feel about this subject. Anyway, Mikey, anything else? Or are we out?
I think we're good to go.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Deuces.